yours. Tomorrow's News Today.
We are in a historical crisis. We need George Washington. We need Abraham Lincoln. We need President Jackson right now, Andrew Jackson. So my only message to Trump is damn the torpedoes. Go straight at them and speak directly to the people and say, look, you elected me to stop the deep state. And you see what we're up against.
In this fight with the deep state, with the globalists, give me, if you were with the president now, say, hey, look, I want to do this in the first week you get back. We're gonna try it one more time. That was great to end the year, but I wanna really hit the deck plates running. What are the two or three things that you tell him? Here's, I think, what we need to do to frame this so people can see it's light and dark. People can see it's good and evil. What do you recommend?
Well, notice, even before he got back in, and all the Hollywood movies and all the PR by the Democrats is, he's a dictator. Don't use the military. Oh, he's Hitler. Oh, Border Patrol can't arrest illegals. It's all illegal. Oh, the Seditious Six. They know what Abraham Lincoln and George Washington had to do and Andrew Jackson when people tried this stuff. They know that's the only checkmate to John Brennan and the rest of them that are openly still running this with Obama and all their networks still in the government. The sleeper cells that Trump's dealing with, technical name, Stay Behind Network, folks, look that up. So Hegseth is on the right track. They get a referral on the Seditious Six and on the Senator Kelly. It's not the speech they made. It's who put them up to it. They as the Democrats, and they want people not to follow orders and imply they're getting illegal orders ahead of their uprisings. People want to see action, and Trump has to say they've killed our National Guard. They called them terrorists. They got them killed. They're literally with the Islamicists. They have launched their attack. They believe the West is weak. They believe this is the takedown. And as long as he raises the alarm, he has to go directly to the existential war, good versus evil. He has to do it right now. And America needs to know we're in a fight together. We need to have Trump point at us, like Uncle Sam had said, I want you to join the American Republic. I can't do this without you. Then you'll get the lines of people, you know, not just signing up for the military we see happening, but all of it to understand this is 1776 part two. They have to fire the bat signal. He has to get super hardcore. But to the general public, they want to be included in the narrative. They want to be mobilized. If he mobilizes the people, we win. Landslide in 2026. If not, if he just sits there, oh, here's Larry Ellison and here's these people. People don't want to see that. They don't want to see Bill Gates in the White House. No Bill Gates in the White House. You know, none of this stuff. No, he needs to be doing addresses. You know, he cares about 60 Minutes. He cares about stuff with no viewers. He cares about Jimmy Kimmel with no viewers. He went on Elon Musk's show and had, you know, a billion listeners. He goes on your show. It's exciting. 100 million viewers. He needs to be flooding the zone, going back on all the big shows, going on Joe Rogan, going on those programs and talking directly to the people and not then going to CBS and complaining that they edited it. What do you think? It's like he's like the frog that's swimming across the river and the scorpion says, give me a ride. He goes, well, you're going to steam me to death. He goes, no, I won't. He takes him across. The scorpion stings him. He's dying. He says, why'd you do that? He goes, I'm a scorpion. It's like Trump's snake story. Why is he taking the beautiful snake up to his breast? Trump, you're 79. I respect you. You're way smarter than me in many ways. But let me explain. Barron can explain it. And you know, Steve's old like me, but he knows the numbers. There are medium-sized shows with more viewers than CNN. Stop giving them power. They're dead. Let the dead bury the dead. Dust off your feet. Stop it. Engage with us. Talk directly to us. Write to us and say, I need you, and it's over. That is the Holy Grail. That is the Excalibur. That is the Spear of Destiny. That is what he must do. It all must be directly to us. I need you. I need you. The minute he does that, nothing but victory.
Alex Jones, patriot, hero, and American original. Thank you, sir. Honored to have you on here tonight.
Thank you.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, December 19, 2025. The main transmission starts now, and all hell's breaking loose. We'll be back to join our stations in 60 seconds. Share those live feeds now. challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and just reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, December 19th, 2025. And InfoWars, thanks to your prayers, word of mouth, and support, is still here on air and stronger than ever, reaching more people than ever. Absolutely amazing. God bless you all. We're really changing the world together. All right. This Brown University thing from start to finish has been very suspicious. We said, you know, the day after the two students got killed and 9 others wounded, that when you saw the MIT head of one of the top black budget free energy, plasma energy systems getting killed, execution style, that this looks suspicious. And then I thought it was connected. I wasn't the only one saying that. I mean, I said we should look at it. Now the fact that we're told, oh, he did it, this individual from Europe, from Portugal, who's been here decades, but when you read the finer statements, they're admitting, no, he's just a suspect. So I hope there's never, you know, some mass shootings or some killings, and I'm missing for a week, and I'm found dead in a storage shed, and they just say, oh, that's it, you know, Alex Jones did it. So, this whole thing is extremely suspicious. We're going to be looking at that. They say he went to school 20-plus years ago for a couple years in that very engineering department. And then he knew the MIT or was in school in Portugal decades ago with the man that became the head of the MIT super secret science department. If you know anything about the statistics on scientists in those areas, advanced technology, free energy, bioweapons, you name it, it's incredible how many of them are executed or murder-suicided or get run over by black vans or disappeared. There's a lot of stuff going on there. So when you have somebody that powerful, that important, look how much Epstein was targeting MIT and Harvard with his sex operations and, you know, payoffs. I mean, it's just there. There are different intelligence agencies and corporations and espionage as thick as thieves in there. But I'm going to table that and move into it a little bit later because we've got a lot to hit there. The big stuff I wanted to plow through is some of the good news. Trump continues to follow through cutting off money to globalists and censorship groups and the NGOs. And if he cut their money off, it's over. That's why before Trump got in with Doge, Democrats would have their big violent rallies. 10,000, 20,000 would show up. 5,000, 10,000 would show up in Austin. Now they have their rallies, 100 show up. Because before, they were basically all paid agitators. That's an example of cutting the blood supply off to these guys the taxpayer money. But look at this. This is just one of the things. U.S. suspends $41 billion tech deal with U.K. over online censorship laws. Canada, Europe, New Zealand, Australia. They're all passing stuff that is so draconian, so anti-Western values, it just boggles the mind. And where is America standing up to that? Well, before we had Obama and then Hillary and even when she was out of office and then Biden's people lobbying the EU, lobbying the UK to try to project their laws and regulations and lawsuits and fines over here to control us. And that's what this is all about. And that's why they target Elon Musk with all the 140 million euro fine. And now they say it may be criminal. And Brazil wants to come after him criminally. If they can get him, they can get us all. They need to shut him up, to shut up X, to shut us up. Because just X being freed up is now forcing all the other tech platforms to back off a lot of their censorship. It's still intense, but not as intense as it was. We see it. And so that's an important beachhead. We'll be getting to that. Also, more details of the bans that they've announced and the legislation's passed the House, but regulatory, Kennedy can do it, saying it is basically child abuse to do these sex surgeries. This is something that you don't have any authorization to do under the medical code, meaning basically it's illegal because anybody can sue you and win instantly now if they continue this garbage. And Europe's already banned it. And also, prison time for people that violate the regulations, pulling all the federal funding out of states to try to continue it, that is just beautiful. But now we have more details of what he announced yesterday, the specific rules. That's even more hardcore than I thought. So that is really good. And again, I see a lot of people online. It's become quite the issue because the left really drives it as a wedge. They have national leftist television, but it's CNN, MSNBC, but almost no one watches that. But the folks with their online podcasts and shows on YouTube and the rest of it have pretty big audiences, you know, millions of viewers. So I see my name pop up every day in the feeds, and I'll click on it and watch some of it, and it's like, one day Jones is mad at Trump. The next day he loves Trump. He's crazy. He's gone nuts. Or they'll run with, oh, Jones has turned on Trump. He's totally done. And then a week later go, oh, look, he's flip-flopped. Now he's for Trump. That's all lies. You see the show. You know. I go, this is a really wonderful thing. This is something he can do better. This is somebody bad as administration we need to go after and target. Like when Chip Roy meant well, thought he was making MTG's bill better. Once he got informed that he was wrong, he pulled his amendment. And I even said, hey, I don't think Chip Roy's bad, but all the big, you know, top groups that want to ban the transgender garbage wrote this bill. She's had years to write this. It's a beautiful bill. Why are you trying to throw amendments on that'll derail it? It'll actually allow states to continue to operate and do this if they want to. He pulled his amendment. It passed. Now we got it through the Senate. And there's a lot of political pressure on the Senate to do the right thing from the people, but there's all that big lobbying money from big pharma and the big universities and medical centers that want to make all this money with taxpayers paying for mutilating the children. But the point is, we're moving the ball, we're winning the game, and we're putting more points on the board than we've ever done before, so take heart. But when I see Trump going the wrong way, and I've been right every time, I am going to come down not on him, but on his administration and everybody, and make as big a noise as I can. And the great news is they're listening. We're seeing a lot of course correction. And here's a key I'm going to get to here in just a few minutes after I cover Ben Shapiro attacking me. Yes, Trump has close to the lowest poll numbers he's ever had in a wide spectrum of polls, but still oversample Democrats and do some bending and manipulation. But overall, he's a little higher than they say, but still, you can use it as the trend to know, no, people are pissed off at him for a lot of reasons. Some of them reasonable, some not. You just have to know the alternative. But here's why you need to understand that we're not completely doomed. There are a whole bunch of scientific polls out that we'll be getting to that the Democrats are even in more trouble. You see, just because Trump is near an all-time low from this admin and the last, just a point or two away, the Democrats are even polling lower because, remember, for over a year and a half, they keep breaking records for the lowest polling numbers, and it keeps dropping, and breaking records for the lowest amount of fundraising. So it's like the song Helter Skelter. I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. You see? So the Democratic Party is no longer the dominant party. The Republican Party is now the populist party. It's the blue-collar party. It's the common-sense party. It's the party of the people. It's the party of black people and Hispanics and Asians. The numbers are all defecting over. In time, the Democratic Party won't even be a party anymore in just a few years on its current trajectory. That's why they're so desperate. But we don't want Trump to continue to sink because they've got enough fraud baked in that if he doesn't win by 10, 15 points, depending on the state, they'll be able to override his win and steal it. We're talking about the midterms. And because of the time we're in, everything accelerated, everything compressed, every election here going out will be the most important because the next one will be more important than the last. That's a no-brainer. This 2026, if we're going to continue to get Trump's agenda rammed through, and he's getting a lot more done than he did last time, it's amazing. Sure, we need to have more urgency because the globalists are hopping mad, pulling all the stops, but we have to also look at all the angles and just understand as long as we have the urgency, as long as we educate the public about the real choices they have, a planned globalist economic collapse, Cloward and Piven, social engineering to make us poor so they can control us in their own words. As long as we expose their horrible, evil agendas that are super unpopular and explain, yeah, Trump isn't perfect, but he's what we got. And we can't just hope he gets it all done. We have to get it done at the local and state level and at the cultural level and with our families and friends. And just every little thing you do to get healthier, spend more time with your family, pray to God more, plant a garden, go speak to the city council, the county commission, get engaged. Now, the left can sure get out and get engaged because they're getting paid for it one way or another with your tax money. But as populist conservative nationalists, we have to make getting politically involved as important as tailgating for football games. Sure, tailgating's fun. Eat chili and drink beer and hang out with your friends and wonderful. Then go see the game. Look, but we're in a crisis. You have to, quite frankly, obviously being politically involved and engaged is way more important than tailgating. I'm just saying, imagine if American conservatives and populists were as engaged as much as they are in sports as they are in politics. We've got to get disengaged from all the stuff that doesn't matter at the end of the day and put at least as much energy. Go do your tailgating. I'm just simply saying we're in a crisis and the left are focused and they're engaged and they're not planning on giving up. But they are losing. So we've got all of that news coming up. And then I didn't get much to it yesterday and I had so much. And now I have all this new stuff today on Islam going into high gear against us and saying they are. And so we're going to be hitting that. And then you can juxtapose the red carpet in Europe, the red carpet in the United States, everywhere in the West, to the Islamics and others. Meanwhile, in places like Minnesota, illegal aliens get triple the welfare that a disabled veteran gets, and now we have the videos. They're the same thing in the UK. We showed them a few weeks ago. They let the gypsies rob caravans. You know, that's what they call it in Europe. Mobile homes. RVs. And the courts actually say, well, it's part of their culture. So, no charges. You know, just don't do it again. That's like when they rape children, the Muslims. They say, well, it's part of their culture. They didn't know. Got a whole bunch of articles in Europe today where they go, oh, you raped 5 kids? It's all right. No jail time. Oh, you kidnapped a woman and held her in your... It's okay. It's your culture. Just like in Minnesota. Oh, you raped a bunch of women? Now you kidnapped one and held her for 6 days? Yeah, no jail time. I have the newscast. Rape. But you're a Somali. That's your culture. Enjoy. In fact, you should just bring your 10-year-old daughter out, you know, to them and say, hey, it's your culture. Hospitality. You know, like Christians play Christmas carols and, you know, give their neighbors cookies and eggnog if they come over. Well, it's like, hey, let's just give them our daughters. Although they rape boys too. Here, just rape them. We're evil white people. Just rape them, please. I mean, I'm not joking here. This is how evil this is. So, lawsuit filed over Minnesota officials weaponized zoning laws against free camping program for disabled veterans. That's right. Oh, no. We're not going to let, private property area set up an area for disabled veterans and set them up tents. No. Oh, by the way, they just found $9 billion more in stolen money by our precious Somali friends in Minnesota. So now the number is over $25 billion discovered in just the last month. $25 billion. But homeless veterans, you can't sleep in a tent. Remember in the UK, they got the migrant hotels, 4 stars, all of it. And literally, the irony is the homeless vets got caught sleeping under a bush in a rainstorm. And the cops come and say, yeah. And then, can we stay in the hotel? No, you can't. And the magistrates actually said, nope, the migrants get first, always. Nothing for you, everything for them. And you're like, that's horrible, that's mean. That's the whole point. It's called rubbing your face in it. It's called dominating you. What's she going to do? The Muslims in every town over in England march around with machetes and swords. The Shiites have a thing where they do this, where they cut themselves and they scream and yell at the police. And they march around churches threatening, and they say, if I see anybody with a dog out here, an unclean animal, I'm going to kill it. And the police go, yes, sir. But if you're an old lady, then you just go pray at a Muslim event on the street, or you go pray 1,000 feet from an abortion clinic, just pray silently. The cops come, and they go, get in the back. Get it, feels good. Because they know it's an invasion. They know it's a takeover. They've been paid off. They're part of the clergy plan. And they've got to break our will because what they're doing is totally outrageous. All right. as predicted, it wasn't hard to predict, Japan, about 12 hours ago, got rid of the yen carry trade. And you may not care about it, but it cares about you. It is going to cause all sorts of craziness. We've got a good idea what it's going to do. Hasn't affected the stock market so far. It's up today. But this is a big, big deal. So I'm going to spend some time on that. AOC says she's taking on J.D. Vance for president. She says she's going to stomp him. Well, I mean, compared to mentally retarded Kamala Harris, she's a rocket scientist. She's probably got like a 85 IQ. Kamala never probably had about a 75. All her degrees were just given to her. She was a literal political sex operative. It wasn't just Willie Brown. It was on record. She just walked around, just blowjobs, banging everybody. She's just literally a hooker and a dumb hooker. And when you get her on benzos and vodka, she's pretty stupid. But, I mean, comparatively, compared to Joe Biden and compared to Kamala Harris, the drug addict whore, AOC, the bartender, the big juicy booty Latina, is actually a rocket scientist. So, I mean, she'd probably be the smartest person on earth in the movie Idiocracy, right? Thought you'd be smart. You smart, huh? Thought your head'd be big. Look like a peanut. We ought to do like a mystery science theater deal. Start watching movies and doing that. Like, I'm going to do that in the future. We're going to have some fun, set it up with a big screen. Watch movies, sit there and commentate during it. Oh, my goodness. All right, let me get serious. Ben Shapiro attacked me and a bunch of other people at TPUSA America Fest yesterday. And I couldn't sleep last night. I got up at 3 a.m. and I'd been sent this, so I watched it all. And it was like nails on a chalkboard. I mean, this guy is such a joke. But the reason we're going to spend time on it is it's illustrative of what the establishment right wing's next move is going to be to try to get control of the liberty movement. And that's what he says here. He says, I will tell you what is real. I will tell you what to believe. And then he misrepresents what I stand for, what other people stand for, when it's the complete opposite. He's like, Alex Jones and these people tell you there's no hope, there's nothing you can do, and they'll never give you any specifics of who the bad guys are. Dude, that's all I do is give specifics. The hell are you talking about? With the receipts. Mister, you're a dope if you don't take the shot. I like Fauci. Mister, I hate Trump. Mister, I love these wars. Mister, I love surveillance of the Patriot Act. So we're going to come back with that and then get into all the rest of this. But I got something really exciting. Now, this has got a really obnoxious name. I didn't name it. But in a way, it deserves it. We have an all-time bestseller, Turbo Force, with all these key natural ingredients and compounds that supercharge your energy. And people were blown away by it. It was a bestseller. But it's all the stuff going on InfoWars and the rest of that. It hasn't been available. Well, I said to them, they said, hey, what do you think a new product should be? This is like a year ago. And I said, something like Turbo Force? And I said, we're already thinking about updating Turbo Force because there's some even new, better stuff we can do. Back when we came out with Turbo Force 5-6 years ago, it was the best. Now it could be updated. And I said, okay, so here's what we recommend. Well, they went off and did it. And let me tell you, you want to be careful when you take this. We got some B-roll that we can show you. Ultimate power. Need to have Palpatine's picture on it. Unlimited power! Energy and focus, blood flow, and endurance. They got Patriot Punch, is what I like. And we've got Freedom Mango. I am not a mango fan, but this is actually is okay. I'm just being honest with you. I just said, why don't I have a fruit punch flavor? They came up with another mango. Not being mean to mango lovers. I actually can eat mango, which is not my favorite. Versus like a red cherry, you know what I mean? I'm just saying. But the point, we should have cherry flavor. It is amazing, and this thing is so heavy. It's so concentrated. And there's all these super ingredients in this bad boy. You need to go research what one of these will do. And by the way, all of the forms we have are organic. Okay, that's key. So many of these things out there are synthetic. They don't just not work as well. Some of them can hurt you. Ignites mental clarity and focus. Clean, sustained energy for up to 10 hours. Enhanced blood flow and endurance. Supports daily cognitive function. It's got the L-citrulline converts to L-arginine. Once absorbed, supporting nitric oxide boost. That's what's in the Turbo Force and stuff like that in the nitric boost. Enhancing circulation, vascularity, and oxygen delivery. And fuels longer workout, sharper focus, quicker recovery. Yeah, I like it for the brain stuff. I'm going to take some here in a minute. L-theanine promotes a relaxed, laser-focused state, no jitters, no anxiety, mental clarity, and stress resistance. Natural caffeine, can't go wrong with that, from Coffee Arabica, 100 milligrams, equivalent of one cup of coffee without the mid-afternoon crash, because all the other stuff in here. Vitamin B12, to help absorb it all, vitamin B6, of super high-quality versions, and some other herbal concentrates. You want this product. It's got a super sexy, I love the art on it. I'm not putting it down. It's just kind of like ultimate power. But I mean, it is amazing. Pre-workout, post-workout, energy, health, it's got it all. Ultimate power. Extra big ass fries. It is available right now, and it funds this operation. Can't wait to get the reviews on this. And we got a new creatine gummies in with the highest quality creatine. Each gummy is your day's allowance of 5 milligrams. All of it available now. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot do this without you. You're the reason we're here. You're our sponsor. You are what keeps us on air. And we are launching today through the 23rd of December, the final days of Christmas sale at thealexshowstore.com. 60% off on our best-selling ultramethylene blue, Irish sea moss gummies, and Shilajit gummies, and more. If you haven't tried our ultramethylene blue that is the strongest, best out there that we found, bar none, you're crazy. What it does for your mitochondria, your energy, your stamina, with no letdown, is insane. It's so good for you. Just research the studies. We have medical grade. We have the best. And you've seen all our guests and others that come in here, and they're just blown away by it, including those who are already taking methylene blue. They're like, wow, this is way stronger, way better. It's amazing. I'm challenging all of you. I'm challenging everybody to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds. We are in the red. I met with accountants this morning. Not too bad, but we're there. And we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and get 50% off on all future orders in perpetuity until you decide to cancel. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition, over 700 designs at thealexjonesstore.com. So my challenge to all of you is this. Get a bottle of ultramethylene blue for 60% off right now, and then you're going to be blown away and reorder it. You've heard all the people call in with their testimonials. This is the real deal. The best salesmen sell the best products. I promote and sell freedom. I promote and sell stopping the globalists. You know my information is the most accurate out there. Why on earth would you think that I would tell you this will change your life? The Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the bovine colostrum, ultimate life force, spike protein, cardiovascular detox. All these are kick-butt products. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping there. We need your support. It's a win-win for everybody. You keep this operation. It's a true thorn on the side of the globalists on the air. And separately, the classic nitric boost. Dr. Judy Mikovits, you know, I didn't know she knew about it. She bought it. So this is the best formula for your heart and for spike protein and for everything else. And men notice it the morning when they wake up. It is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. InfoWarsStore.com Nitric Boost. All of you need these products. Take action now.
Whoa, dude, is that methylene blue? This house really knows me.
Oh, wow, Shilajit gummies. I gotta hide these from Melania. She loved them bigly. These sure taste great, and they're good for me, too. You can buy me now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
On some beer. I picked a lizard up in East Louisiana. Haven't seen her in a couple of years. I drank a bottle of tequila in the evening. When I woke up, I was back on the road. I pushed a slater in Oklahoma with a heavier load. I met a tweaker in the Badlands. I bought some methamphetamine. I used to light her in a little piece of foil.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide on this Friday, December 19th, 2025 transmission. All right, let me get into Ben Shapiro. I'm not a talk show host, as all of you know, that gets in these beefs and these dramas and these soap operas. I'm about the issues, I'm about the policies, I'm about the ideas. But Ben Shapiro, for over a decade, has sniped at me and attacked me and lied about me and misrepresented what I stand for, and he just continues to do it. Oh, Alex Jones is ranting and raving. Alex Jones is talking about shadowy confederations and, you know, won't ever tell you, you know, who it is running things. My whole broadcast for 31 years is about explaining the different power blocks and how the systems work and how they operate. And that's what my reporters do. It's what we all do, and we bring the receipts. Like the UN with the WEF and BlackRock trying to pass the global pandemic treaty to be able to lock us all down, give us four shots. I was right that the shots would erase your immune system. I was right it would cause mass death. Ben Shapiro said, dummies, that's the quote, just take it. You can't spread the virus and you can't get sick. He put out the same talking point as Rachel Maddow and all of them. He was an ever-Trumper. When all the censorship started against me intensely 9 years ago and we got the platform 6 years ago, he said, well, they're free platforms. You know, it's their business. They can take him off. Though under the law, they're utilities and they're not supposed to censor. Only take stuff down that's illegal, that violates the law. So he joins the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, all of them supporting myself and many of you being silenced. And they didn't support President Trump on January 6th. They didn't expose the Fed's insurrection. Ben Shapiro is an Israel first. As far as I'm concerned, he ought to be a colonel in the IDF. I don't hate Israel. I don't have a hard-on for Israel. I don't make up stuff about Israel. I got a lot of issues with Israel, and there are different governments that come and go. And I got big issues with the UK, like I just did last segment, Keir Starmer, and big issues with Communist China, and big issues with MERS in Germany, because they're trying to control us over here. They're trying to get involved in our business. Trump just killed a $41 billion tech deal to the UK over the online censorship laws they're trying to project into America. That doesn't mean Trump hates people that are Scottish or Irish or English. Me neither. But we do hate Keir Starmer, who we now know Hillary went years ago and asked the Labor Party to then file complaints against the Republican Party and Trump and his supporters to get the EU to start censoring us. So it's the same thing. And now you got Netanyahu saying, what, a month ago, there's an eight-front war now. America is the eighth front. We've got to get in there. We've got to silence these people that are anti-Semites, blah, blah, blah. And sure, some of those people saying things are saying things that aren't true or whatever. It doesn't matter. You can't take their speech away or then everybody loses it. So no, keep your hands off of our free speech, Netanyahu. And that goes for you. To Shapiro, you know, now he's like, oh, I'm free speech. Yeah, I'm against all this deplatforming because it failed to shut down all his competition. People woke up to it, so it's very unpopular to go along with the censorship. But back when he was one of the only people that wasn't getting censored because he was a neocon, he supported it because it directly shut down and censored and debanked, not just people that have problems with Israel or question Israel or outright hate Israel, but just people that weren't even involved in that. Because in general, he thinks, well, they're censoring all them and I'm part of the establishment and I'm left there, I'll have a bigger audience. And during all that censorship, that's when he got really big because he was the only thing you could have access to. So he's a little monster. And he denounced Tucker there as well. Well, his audience is tiny now. His company, despite billions in backing by big Texas oil tycoons that are Zionist, he's a joke. And I like the fact that America Fest, TPUSA, had Tucker up there saying what he wanted to say. And Shapiro, great to have them both. But here's the announcement. Ben Shapiro, I challenge you to a debate. I challenge you anywhere, anytime, any place, as long as there is a neutral moderator, and we don't even need a moderator. We can just go at it. I'll, like the Lincoln-Douglas debate, I'll go 10 hours with you, sonny boy. In fact, no moderator needed. Let's just get up here at a podium, and let's just start going after it. And I'm going to eat you alive. And you know what? I predict that Ben Shapiro won't take this challenge. And if it gets raised to him, because I'm going to start beating the drum on this, if he doesn't do it, and I know he won't, he'll say, oh, I'm not going to give him attention. I'm not going to platform him. I'm not going to elevate him. Son, I had a bigger audience than you've ever had when you were in junior high. I have had the biggest hands-down English-speaking program in the world for at least 2 years, 2016, 2017. I am always in the top five English-speaking broadcasters in the world, if you look at all the different numbers. You have never been bigger than me. So I don't want to hear that. It's not about who's bigger. It's just that I've heard what you said about me and others before, other similar crap. Mark Levin wouldn't debate Tucker Carlson saying, my show's bigger and I'm not going to legitimize you. And then said, how dare you threaten my son-in-law? Better not see you in person. Said nothing about your son-in-law. Just made it up. So just keep lying. Keep spewing your garbage. Keep it up, Shapiro. But I challenge you to a debate. Let's go. You talk fast. You look forward and kind of bug your eyes out. And we're supposed to be blown away by your incredible intelligence. On a scale of 1 to 10 as a debater, Shapiro's about a 5. He's got talking points and he talks fast. I'm just going to hit you with your record. And that's why you won't do it. How much money you want to bet that Ben, Mr. Know-It-All Shapiro, will never debate me? Because everything I just said about him is true, and he did. Everything he says about me is a crock of lies. Here's a clip of him yesterday at America Fest. And again, he said more too, but we can analyze each little piece of this. Oh, Jones is talking about nebulous groups. Really? I'm about to play a clip of Klaus Schwab saying he's finally resurfaced that they're afraid of an uprising against the globalists. The globalists call themselves globalists. We have open world government, open BlackRock, open ESGs, open UN treaties. All of this stuff's going on. We have the EU attacking Elon Musk, 140 million euro fines, Trump having to battle, and you're saying, oh no, there's no globalism, there's no special interest, there's no nothing. I mean, I guess next he'll tell us there's no such thing as an Israel lobby. I mean, to name names on that, AIPAC, all those groups, what, that doesn't exist? No, he doesn't want a populist American people group that stands up as just citizens, as our own citizen union, through free association, demand our liberties and our freedoms and to stand for ourselves. That's what it's all about. So he calls everybody Hitler or a Nazi. And they cherry pick certain people or groups and then project it onto everybody that didn't Ben Shapiro. And he says in this clip, basically, you get your news from me, you listen to me. And that's the new talking point. Oh, these people are making you pessimistic. These people don't have solutions. These people, oh, like take the shot or don't vote for Trump. Here's Ben Shapiro.
We have a duty to propose solutions. That's why we have to talk about our problems in order to find the solutions. That's what politics was supposed to be about, after all, finding solutions to our common problems. If we speak endlessly about the problems we face, without ever positing a solution other than wrecking the system or centralizing power in a cult-like figure, we are not finding solutions. We are merely making problems worse. Just asking questions, positing vague conspiracies, raving like Alex Jones about the secret confederacies that control your life, none of it makes your life better. None of it. In fact, it makes your life markedly worse. That's because if you truly come to believe that nothing in your life is in your control, you can't even take control of your own life. You despair of your ability to change your own circumstances, and then you fail. And you must not fail.
That is the most amateur gaslighting there is. Alex Jones doesn't give you solutions. Total lie. Alex Jones doesn't bring receipts. Total lie. And you will fail if you listen to him. Don't fail. You're not a failure, are you? Well, then don't listen to him, because you'll actually hear what he has to say. Vague conspiracy theories. No, I don't just criticize what's going on. I expose it. Just like we just got that bill passed to ban the transgenderism. Now we got to get through the Senate, just like Kennedy is bringing forward regulations that ban it. I said, we got to get Kennedy in to do it, and we're doing it. What are you talking about? All I do is talk about solutions like, hey, silver and gold, all the market evidence shows, is going to go up 100, 200% in the next few years. Now's the time to get in. Didn't tell you to get in the last 14 years because I told you to get out at the top. And then you got in. Boy, is that not a solution? Is that not nailing it? Is that not bringing receipts? Shapiro, it's all I do, son. You don't have intellectual depth. You don't have deep understanding. You read a bunch of talking points, you're fed. You go spew them out of your mouth. And everybody goes, oh, what a smart young man. Here's a clip of me 23 years ago. This is a random clip off my local TV show describing what was coming. Did they not bring this? Did they not try this? Oh. This isn't just accurately saying what's happening now. This is telling you what's coming in decades with precision, Shapiro, and all of its evergreen. Go do it.
Yes, there have been oligarchies throughout history. And yes, today in 2002, there is a tyrannical organization calling itself the New World Order, pushing for worldwide government, a cashless society, open borders, total and complete tyranny. And by creating open borders where there's no national sovereignty and only global bodies that control all the resources, by centralizing and socializing health care, the state becomes God, basically, when it comes to your health. And then by releasing diseases and viruses and plagues upon us, we then basically get shoved.
And we got to find the full clip. We get shoved into these lockdown cities and all of it. It's in there. The point is that we know what we're talking about. I want to hit the economy and some key developments here in a moment. But first, here's a new clip of Klaus Schwab with Jimmy Dore talking about it. The WEF is co-equal to the UN. It helps write the global regulations they're trying to force on us. This is we're naming names, Shapiro. This is what we don't want over us. We don't want the UN, the WEF, Israel, the Russians, the Chinese, the UK, the Canadians. We don't want BlackRock that's coming in, taking control of all the regulations. And Texas sued and won, saying it was racketeering, mafia, trying to take control of our policy or pulling investment funds out of the state. We'll just pull our funds out of you. No, we're naming names. We're filing lawsuits. We're winning. We're winning elections. We're winning the Second Amendment debate. We're winning on every front, exposing the system. And you're the gatekeeper, Shapiro. You're what the establishment never censored. You're what the globalists thought was okay to have out there to have a fake conservative. You are the establishment, Shapiro. You're a wannabe Hollywood idiot. You guys wasting hundreds of millions of dollars trying to make movies so you can be movie stars. Hollywood's been dead for decades. It's over, fool. Trying to make your new little Hollywood so you can all act like you're movie executives. You're an idiot. You have no vision. You're a husk. Is that a rant? Yeah, and it's all true, too. And it's teleprompter-free, sweetie pie. Here's Jimmy Dore on the latest bombshell Klaus Schwab developments.
Klaus Schwab is getting worried. His WEF 2030 agenda has been exposed by his own arrogance about having penetrated the cabinets with his WEF puppets like Sunak in the UK, also Trudeau in Canada, and they now fear the masses rising in a revolution against the elitists and the globalists, New World Order. He attacks Brexit and criticizes Trump 2024. They are becoming afraid. So watch this. So now they've been talking openly about doing having all their WEF little buddies in all the cabinets and all the Western governments.
Yeah, for the stakeholders.
And yes. He said that out loud. Now people know, and people are getting upset about it. Well, here's what he says now.
For this reason, what we have seen in the elections in the United States, in the Brexit vote, this anger of people against globalization and against the elites. If you look what's happening in the United States, particularly, you have this anti-system movement. What we are seeing is a revolution against the system. It's dismantling the system, and we see certain elements of this now in the new U.S. administration.
So he say, oh my God, but the people are rising up against the system that we created.
Let's stop here. After our guest leaves us, I'm going to go play the whole clip. There's a lot more and go through it, but just for Ben Shapiro. Ben said, we just want to dismantle it, but don't know what to replace it with. No, you see Trump, what he's doing? It's very specific. That's what we called for. He's doing it. And you're saying, don't dismantle it. And there's Klaus Schwab over there. Shapiro, if you listen to him, is always up to date with the very latest globalist talking points. He is their boy. Okay? And look at Netanyahu. He's like, we're going to use Israel as a giant guinea pig place and give everybody forced injections and test all the new drugs in the world. Shapiro loves that. So now you're starting to get it, you see. We just nailed your ass, Shapiro. What are the odds, Shapiro debates me. He's scared he won't. Because he's a coward. Call me. Seriously. I say you fold. There's no way. There's no way you're going to debate me, Shapiro. Because I'm going to wipe the floor with you. You're going to be crying at the end of it. All right, I wanted to get Kirk Elliott on. Great economist, great sponsor, KEPM.com/gold, to talk about what he predicted they would do. And they did. Japan just got rid today of the yen carry trade. And you may not care about that, but it cares about you and what that's going to cause. And there's a bunch of other big developments. Bank of Japan rate hike sparks global market anxiety. Bank of Japan raises interest rates to 30-year high, signals more hikes. Ooh. Bank of Japan lifts rates to 30-year high. The big news is that they may go higher. Data problems and U.S. inflation report will linger for months. So this is a big deal. He also sent me a bunch of other key developments. So let's move quick. I'm going to shut up because I got you on late. I apologize. Dr. Kirk Elliott, as you predicted 2 years ago, silver's almost up 200%, gold. It's just insane. Talk about nailing it. Talk about bringing receipts. Talk about being right. Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Well, we were right on silver, and sadly for fundamental reasons, which we expected. You know, in January, Alex, we were talking. You said, Kirk, and you always pressed me for an answer, right? It's like, what's silver going to be by the end of the year? My answer was 67 to 75. You know, 120 to 140 by spring or summer. Today, it's 67.41. Right. It exploded up because the yen. I mean, this is where it's like, what does the Japanese yen have anything to do with anything? Right. It's like, OK, it's been the hidden source of global liquidity for over 30 years, Alex. So I'm going to explain briefly what the yen carry trade is. And then I'm going to explain the implications that are coming because it's unwinding. Right. So since like the 1980s, the yen has had like 0% interest rates, yet they've been printing tons of yen. It's like we've talked about and educated all of the info warriors out there. It's like when you have inflation, you don't want to lower interest rates because that'll make the inflation worse. Well, they're just printing yen and printing yen and printing yen, and yet they kept 0% interest rates. Why? Why would they do that? They did that because they created this thing called the yen carry trade, where companies like BlackRock or JP Morgan or other countries could invest tens of billions of dollars, borrow the yen at zero, and instant arbitrage, like instantly, same day, they could take that $10 billion that they borrowed for 0% and invest it into US treasuries, maybe paying 3%, or European treasuries paying 4%. Goosing stock markets. It's been the global liquidity arm. It's been the silent liquidity that's caused the global expansion that we've seen over the last 30 years. So
this is how the establishment's been getting its free money.
Yeah, and this is how, okay, the scary thought, this has been a lot of the liquidity behind crypto exploding so much. And it's like, okay.
Why was Japan forced to finally get rid of it? I guess because it had stagnated their economy so bad?
No, because their inflation is so high. I mean, we have 30-year mortgages, right, in America. They have 40 years is like the minimum. Sometimes they have 80-year mortgages. I mean, because their prices in Tokyo are so high, the inflation is so high. How do you slow down inflation? Well, either A, you raise interest rates, or B, you stop printing money. Okay, they're not stopping printing money, but yet they weren't raising interest rates either. So their inflation went through the roof. Now they have to. So Japanese citizens can actually afford to live. They have to raise interest rates because they have flooded the world with so much yen that the rest of the world now doesn't even want it. right? So how do you attract more foreign capital? You give them a risk to their reward, right? The yen carry trade is unwinding. There's too much debt, too much unsustainability.
Yeah, that was the stagnation. I understand the inflation is the main issue, but also it's there's like you have inflation with no growth, basically.
Yeah, inflation with no growth. That's stagflation. That's what we had during the Carter years. So here's the parallel. What did Reagan have to do to stop the stagflation of Carter? He had to jack up interest rates to like 18%, just like freeze inflation dead in its tracks. Then he started lowering taxes systematically, income taxes, property taxes, corporate taxes, everything. And then he created economic growth that lasted for decades, you know, spanned different presidents. Japan is now at the beginning stages of having to do the same thing. And they signaled it in the first articles that you mentioned, those headlines. This is just the first of many probably rate increases, right? So the yen carry trade is over.
I was about to ask, it's over with this move, but that's even more ominous. They're saying more.
Oh, yeah, they're saying more. So it becomes worse with each rate increase, right? I mean, it's over right now. How could you be worse than it being over?
Okay, we got to go to break. Do 10, 15 more minutes. I'm going to get another meeting. I got you on late. I apologize, but I went off on Shapiro. It took longer than I thought because it just makes me sick. But there's a lot of other economic news we're going to hit real fast, too. But what does this signify? Why are all the markets so concerned, saying they're not sure what's going to happen? Why is it so dangerous? Why have I been hearing for decades about if they ever got rid of the yon carry trade, that would just devastate things. Is that really the case? We'll be back in 2 minutes with hour number two, Dr. Kirk Elliott, and then I'm going into all this other news, all the big world developments. There's so much we haven't even gotten into yet, straight ahead. But briefly, Dr. Kirk Elliott, people need to call and get a free consultation. They need to call, and you can also email and then get a call back. You guys' phones are blowing off the hook. You're the top gold and silver broker in the United States because you've got the best quality, the best prices. It's wholesale every day. It's not rocket science with the best ratings. The only way you guys can do this is scalability. You're so big. Nobody else can match you. You're hands down the best, and you've got the best analysis. People are crazy if they don't go to kpm.com/gold and then put in their name and number, and you get an email back, a time to talk, and you've also got not just silver and gold, but you've also got the quickest, best, safest, easy ways to roll over financial instruments. What are a few of those you can do?
We can do IRAs. You can do a 401k if you're over 59 and a half and you're currently still working into an IRA denominated in gold. If it's an old 401k, yeah, just roll it over. It's a piece of cake, right? So gold for home or silver for home delivery, storage, or IRAs.
And if people would have rolled over into gold 2 years ago, their retirement would be much bigger now. Remember, you fund this operation. I'm very thankful to you, and I'm challenging you, those that have supported, love the products, and those that have never gotten the products, to do your Christmas shopping with us. If you get your orders in by Friday, you're guaranteed to get it way before Christmas anywhere in the United States. Okay, because we ship out like a day after the orders come in, and most of the country gets it in 2 days, the rest three, Hawaii or Alaska, I think it's like four. So get your orders in now. The biggest sale so far, 60% off on the Ultramethylene Blue, on the Shilajit, on the Irish Sea Moss, incredible super nutrient compounds that just blow you away. You owe it to yourself to get it. Our information's strong, you know that. The products are just as strong and just as powerful. I'm challenging you to support the broadcast. Those of you who have never gotten a supplement, go to the alexshilajit.com. Make the decision now. Get our Ultramethylene Blue, get our Shilajit, get our bovine colostrum, it's amazing. Experience it and you're going to be hooked. And then we can continue on the air in a symbiotic relationship. But I need your help. Give yourself the gift of great health, clarity, and focus, and keeping powerful beacon of truth on the air. A 360 total win-win at thealexjonesstore.com. We also have limited edition fundraiser posters to keep us on the air at infowarsstore.com. I can't do this without you. You're not key. You're everything.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items. Take a look behind me. We have the Sea Moss and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.